This is the Russell Brand Fancast News. So, the most important thing to talk about on this episode of the Russell Brand Fancast News is, of course, Rebirth is going to be on Netflix on the 4th of December. As far as I know, that means everywhere, but it could just be UK only, I don't know. That'll be something that people from the rest of the world would need to check, I'd guess. But as far as I know, the 4th of December, Rebirth on Netflix. So if you've seen Rebirth, whether you went to see the shows live at the time, or if you're listening to this after the 4th of December 2018 and you've watched Rebirth on Netflix, send me your review. Go on the Anchor app. All you got to do is sign up. It's totally free. And you can go on there. You can leave me a voicemail message and you can tell me what you think of the Rebirth show. Now, for me, I personally loved it. I've seen it twice. It came to my town twice. I watched it twice. I thought it was brilliant. I was lucky enough during that tour to actually go backstage and meet Russell, which was literally the highlight of my life. Which, yeah, alright, that sounds a bit sad. And if you're my wife listening, then obviously the day of our wedding was the highlight of my life. But it was brilliant. The show was brilliant. It was really funny. He did a bit at the beginning of the show, which I don't know if this bit will be on the Netflix special, but he did a bit where he had people sending in like a survey. He got them to fill out a survey with like embarrassing sex memories and stuff like that, and it was just all improv, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So I'd love it if that was on the TV special, sorry, the Netflix special, but whether it will be or not, we'll have to wait and see. So the 4th of December is really close, so I'm really, really excited for this. I cannot wait to watch Rebirth again, because it's such a good show. If you haven't seen anything about it, and you don't know nothing about it, if you go on Russell's Facebook, or Russell's Twitter, or Russell's Instagram, in fact, there's all of those have got short clips of the show. Definitely worth a watch. I've probably watched them clips so many times, so it's just ridiculous. But that's how much I really enjoyed that show, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait for the 4th of December. So if you've seen the show, like me, whether you liked it or not, let us know. Let's have a listen. You know, let's have a listen to what you've got to say about it. You know, tell us what you did like. Tell us what you didn't like. It's all fair game. I mean, I'm always going to say good things about Russell. I'm always going to say good things about Russell's work. But that's just me. Other people might not have enjoyed the show, and that's fine. Tell us why. Thank you for joining me for the Russell Brand Fancast News, episode 2. Take a listen to some of the other podcasts. I'm going to fill the gap while we're waiting for Russell and Matt to get this podcast sorted out. I think we all know what I'm talking about. Come on, Russ. Come on, Matt. Let's get this podcast on. We're all dying to hear it. In the meantime, though, you can have a listen to me. and you can join in the conversation. Join the Anchor app and send me a voicemail message. And on the next full episode of the Russell Brand Fancast, not the Fancast News, but the full episode of the Fancast, we're going to be talking about the Russell Brand My Life by Shakespeare. We'll be going to be talking about that. So people that have seen it, send us your messages about that one, whether you liked it or not. Let's have a listen. Let's hear what you got to say about it. So until the next Russell Brand Fancast update, I'm your host, Dan. I'll speak to you soon.